The city of Kaduna, much like the Nigerian state itself, is divided into a mainly Muslim north and a predominantly Christian south. In April 2011, post-election riots in Kaduna State descended into religious violence that left almost 700 people dead. Goodluck Jonathan, a Christian from the south, had defeated a northern Muslim opposition figure for the presidency. There were allegations of vote rigging. Muslims attacked Christians, whom they believed had supported the winning candidate. Christians retaliated against Muslims in southern Kaduna State. More than a year later, 1,200 Muslim refugees are still living at this campsite in Kaduna City. They are mostly women and children, since many of the men were killed. Binta Usman says a mob attacked her and her son in Zongwa village. They doused him in gasoline and set him on fire.
I will never show any good things to any Christian, and I will never be happy with any Christian. I will be continue having an angry, sad mind with a Christian person.
Religion as a tool for positive transformation of our society.
Yet religious leaders say progress is being made. Kaduna's Interfaith Mediation Center says 2 million viewers tune in for its weekly talk show. This edition, says Imam Muhammad Ashafa, focuses on the sanctity of human life.
For me, it is unacceptable in Islam, and you can never commit an atrocity. Anybody who kills non-Muslims or even kills animals, he would never enter paradise. That is the teaching of Islam from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't know, please tell us now, because it's Allah.
Imam Ashafa and Pastor James Wayu have collaborated on conflict prevention for more than a decade. Pastor Wayu said death tolls have been celebrated like points in a sporting match.
It is not a game. It is an issue of forgiveness. So we should stop it where it is now. Let's not say we must retaliate before we stop. Because when we retaliate, some will retaliate again. And the cycle of violence will continue, God forbid, forever.
Youth are key, they say. Unemployment opens them up to becoming hoodlums for hire. But after last year's violence, young men like Francis Frank say they are rising up to being used by political elite.
It's a kind of consensus when the thing happened, when the youth now find out that, man, we are killing ourselves and these people are up there enjoying themselves.
Muslim and Christian youth groups in Kaduna have joined forces and have succeeded in calming tensions when problems arise. When a car bomb exploded on a Kaduna street on Easter Sunday, killing 40 people, rumors circulated that nearby churches had been the intended target. Tempers began to rise. A Christian youth leader at the scene went on local media to set the record straight. Most of the victims that day were Muslim. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing. And the violence stopped there. There were no reprisals that day from either side. Anne Luck, VOA News, Kaduna, Nigeria.